Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is Shatter822, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com. Welcome to a very special episode of The Grid, covering all the Dino Fury news that will be irrelevant after it premieres. Joining me in this Dino Henge special edition episode is Austin.
Hi.
Since we're reviewing the Dino Fury premiere in episode 150 of The Grid, we decided to talk about all this news while it's juicy.
Before we get into all the news we're about to go through, I just want to say we're recording this before the Hasbro Fan First Friday, so there's probably going to be Dino Fury news that comes out after we record this that we won't talk about until 150.
We planned this before the announcement of Fan First Friday, and this was the perfect time to record it because I need a few days to edit the episode, and we wanted to release it before the first episode premiered. We can handle that in 150. It's no big deal. Alrighty, so up first is PowerRangers.com released character bios. So up first is Zato, the Red Dino Fury Ranger. Zato is an alien from the planet Wrathcon.
Where?
Exactly. Apparently they are aliens with antennas that could retract, like Stitch.
I know, that's exactly what I thought of.
He has been on Earth since the time of the dinosaurs, frozen in stasis, like Coda. After he is revived, he leads the Dino Fury Rangers in the hopes of stopping the evil forces that destroyed his planet from destroying Earth. Ooh, that is some drama.
My question is, I just hope whatever the basis of the Dino Fury power source is didn't freeze him in time, because, like, girl.
We haven't seen any energems or anything like that, so I'm guessing maybe he was fighting, and then maybe with Void Knight or the villains, and I don't know, their clash caused them to freeze up.
It'd be cool if he's actually, like, legit frozen or something. Or maybe, like, he is part of Dino Henge and, like, trapped in one of the...
Yeah, we know nothing about anything.
We know nothing.
We know nothing. Also, Zord is the T-Rex champion. Zord. Up next is Ali Akana, the Blue Dino Fury Ranger. Ali is a confident, logical skeptic who's never afraid to share his opinion and always needs to be proven he's right. Me?
Right.
I'm already calling dibs on him, so back off. Growing up, he traveled the globe with his archaeologist mom, Dr. Akana. Ali doesn't believe that there's anything that can't be proven or explained by science. I already love him.
But also there's a lot of stuff that you can't prove with science.
Yeah, don't you live in the PR universe where there's magic?
Hello, mama.
But I mean, I feel like he's gonna be knocked down a peg after some episodes where he's like, oh, I can't prove that with science. It's the morphing grid.
Mama, I'm sure like the first fucking focus episode he gets, he's gonna be like, oh, actually, I can't do that.
There's an episode description we're gonna talk about later on that'll kind of prove that, I guess. And his Zord is the Triceroblade Zord. Up next is Amelia Jones, the Pink Dino Fury Ranger. A go-getting journalist with a passion for the paranormal, Amelia works at the internet media agency BuzzBlast. Ooh.
I love that.
So, she got a career, honey.
BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed, honestly, but with a passion for the paranormal. So, pretty much BuzzFeed Unsolved.
I want to see her, like, out in the field, like, reporting, just like those idiots do.
Hey there, demons. It's me, your boy.
Also, I want some episodes here and there where some, like, crazy people just come into BuzzBlast saying, oh, my baby was kidnapped Bigfoot or something. Like, stuff like that. I would love that. That would be hilarious.
Or, like, a quiz at the end of the season or something. It's like, what monster are you most like? And it's, like, monsters they fought over the season.
I mean, that's totally BuzzFeed. Which Sporex beast do you identify with? She's well known in Pine Ridge, city name, as the person you come to if anything weird happens. Her enthusiasm seeps into everything she does, much to the amusement of her friends and co-workers.
I hope she's not one of those people that has, like, so much energy where you're just like, okay, Mary, like, calm down a second.
She might just be a paranormal version of Shelby.
Maybe. She's like passionate about paranormal stuff instead of dinosaurs.
I mean, she's a paranormal reporter, so that's her bread and butter, and that's what she does to make money.
Get that coin, sis.
Also, her Zord is the Ankylo Hammer Zord.
I kind of like these Zord names that are like just dino Zords, but like they just add a little extra adjective in there.
Because we did that with Dino Church. We just called them the Tyrannosaurus Zord. We called them the Ankylo Zord. So you gotta add a little spice to it, like add the dinosaur name and whatever like crazy ability it has into the name. Very nice. Very clever. I like it.
I like it.
I like it.
All right. Up next is Javi Garcia, the Black Dino Fury Ranger. Javi is a free-spirited musician.
Yes, they made Chance a musician. You hire a member of a boy band and then you use his talents for the show. Please give us original songs. Please.
I want an original song or more. Give me more. I'm fine with that. Give me bops. Release them on Spotify and iTunes, bitch. We've gotten so many good songs from the last few years from Power Rangers and they're just undiscovered gems because they won't release
and
them.
We don't even have any clean versions of most of them. We got NZ Boys, I'll Be There, Great to Be Human. Nowhere to be found in clean versions.
I would kill someone for a clean version of the NZ Boy song.
Most of the time it's played in the background when things are going on or they're singing along to it. So, I mean, I want a clean version of that, god damn it.
Like, that song is a sir.
It is. I love it.
Javi is a free-spirited musician who can be quiet at times, focusing his energy on his creative process and artistic endeavors. Okay, that sounds like any artist. Though he loves music, he can't settle on any one style or instrument. That's interesting. So if they do original music, I wonder if it'll be like different genres.
Different genres, different instruments. So maybe like one day he'll be playing a guitar, one day he'll be playing a drum, one day he'll be playing a flute.
That's interesting. His stepsister, Izzy, is his biggest supporter and the most important person in his life. And his Zord is the Stego Spike Zord.
Interesting that they made Izzy his stepsister. Like, what's that about?
What is that about?
Maybe because they recast the green, because I don't think Tessa Rao is Hispanic. So maybe that's why stepsister.
Maybe. But speaking of Izzy, the Green Dino Fury Ranger, Izzy is a highly competitive and ambitious athlete.
Lesbian.
Lesbian. He wears coveralls too, lesbian.
Am I right? Lesbian. We're all thinking it, aren't we? I'm not. Okay. Yes, we're all thinking it, right?
She pushes herself to the limits and never gives up, even when the stress is overwhelming. She's close with her stepbrother, Javi, and her Zord is the Tiger Claw Zord. You know, honestly, I feel like her bio is probably the most generic.
She's an athlete, and she never gives up.
That's it. I get more of a better vibe of the other Rangers' personalities based on their bios. I just get lesbian athlete. Like, that's it.
So I feel like a lot of Izzy's characters probably just going to be her and Javi, so maybe that's why it's kind of basic.
I'm absolutely here for sibling stuff, but I also want them to have their own individual development also.
Maybe we'll see more as the show goes on. Maybe this is just the beginning of her story.
She's a green female ranger and she's an athlete. I wonder if they pulled this personality from Kira Major.
Oh, maybe, because she's a track star too. Kira May Green, maybe. And there was a production still of her like being on a race or something. So maybe, and maybe they will actually make her a lesbian. So maybe that's why they're hiding it.
You know what, Sess? I would love to see it.
Same. Okay, so on to Void Knight. Void Knight is an armored alien warlord who crashed on Earth many years ago. He is intent on using the power of the supercharged Sporix for his own personal benefit.
So I'm confused on what Sporix is, because they're saying supercharged Sporix, and it's like, that seems to be a power source. Like, is that going to be the power source for the season? But then that also sounds like the villain name for the baby.
Maybe the Sporix is this entity that becomes sentient, and that's what essentially Sporix is, or maybe a part of the Sporix becomes Sporix the baby.
We know nothing. I'm just confused because I thought Sporix was the baby.
I thought he was a baby too, but the monster names are called Sporix Beast, and in Brusoger, that character created the monsters, so I'm guessing maybe Sporix just becomes a sentient baby.
It's weird because the Zedo bio specifically says he's from the time of dinosaurs, but Void Knights just says many years ago. I wonder if they're trying to keep the plot details like hush-hush about that, but I think he's also from the time of dinosaurs, and like maybe...
They also mentioned in his bio that the evil forces that destroyed his planet from destroying Earth, so I'm guessing Void Knight was the one that destroyed his planet.
You know, I wonder if Void Knight destroyed Zedo's planet and then Zedo like chased him to Earth or something, and then they both like froze or something.
Mm-hmm, probably. Also, interesting fact, Void Knight is that purple armor guy from New Soldier, so they made him the main villain, which is very interesting.
I love that.
Especially since Void Knight's design is similar to the Rangers and he also uses the same saber but in purple. So I'm guessing if the villains and the heroes are going to use the same energy source.
I wonder if it's like, because if he has this power source, you know, back in yada yada. I wonder if the Rangers kind of just steal that same power source and kind of just turn it into good energy.
Or maybe Void Knight was just a corrupted version of whatever powers they use. These are just theories now. We have no idea what anything is going on for this season, which I like.
What I can say I don't want, but I don't want him to be like some missing relative of someone.
I don't want him to be like the father or the brother of the Ranger. Please don't. We've done that many times.
It's too much. Maybe I could see them doing that, actually. If it's like the Red Ranger's like father or uncle or something that turned to the dark side, like Kira Major, I don't want it, but I can see it.
Maybe Rafcon is the place where all these powers came from, and maybe somebody from that tribe or whatever turned to the dark side and used that power for bad.
Now I'm curious, like, if they actually did, like, borrow from Kira Major for this. It's possible.
Next is Boom Tower. Boom Tower is Void Knight's monster general, a brutal fighter.
That's it? That's it? Mama! I mean, I guess generals are kind of generic anyway.
Yeah, he's probably just gonna be like a fury kind of character, like, oh, I'm tough.
He's like, rawr, I'm bad,
man. And also, his Sentai counterpart only appears for the first 6 episodes, so I feel like he's not gonna have that much time. Something weird about these bios is that they only reveal these 2 villains. We don't know what the foot soldier names are, we don't know if the green baby is Sporks, you know, there's no bio for him.
What's my baby?
There's no bio for that blue guy with the hat.
Which is weird, because he's in the trailer.
There's also 2 characters that were shown in production stills that don't have bios either, so what the fuck.
I think I'm most curious about the baby's name and the foot soldier's name.
I'm sure it'll be called something chess related because they look, or knight related, or pawn related, because all the generals in Rue Soldier are based off like chess pieces. Like the foot soldiers are pawns, and some are like knights and kings and queens and knights. And
I'm like trying to think of a, like a chess pun or something.
Pawns or something. Pawnies.
What they could call them is like pawn and like blank, and like just throw another adjective in there, like all these other monster names.
They did Tronics for Beast Morphers because electronics.
They honestly could just call them pawns. I don't care.
Alrighty, so that's it for the character bios. Let's talk about the summaries we got. So we got episode 1 and 2 synopsises, and episode 1 is called Destination Dinohenge, which will premiere February 20th. Go-getting reporter Amelia accompanies Ollie and his mom, Dr. Akana, to investigate the mysterious Dinohenge statues. They run into an evil warrior named Void Knight and a threat that puts the entire world in danger.
Right off the bat, I like that we're getting another Ranger's parent and not the Red Ranger's. Thank you.
But Blue Ranger's mom, we kind of did that last season.
Oh, you're right. Mm.
But I'm guessing she's not going to be a main character. I feel like she's just going to be a recurring character.
Well, at least in this case, it's not a trope.
As long as she's not a character that doesn't approve of what her son does, then I'll be fine with
it. Yeah, make her a different character.
Theory time. I feel like them going to Dinohenge, she'll activate some sort of thing which will awaken the Red Ranger and Void Knight's army, so, and then they'll do something, blah blah blah. They'll run into the base that we saw in a trailer, and they'll get their powers, and yada yada yada. That's how they'll become Rangers. Okay, so episode 2, Sporks Unleash, premiering February 27th. Ollie carries out a plan to catch Sporks without his teammates knowledge. When monsters take advantage of his idea, Ollie realizes the benefit of working as a team.
The first sentence of this is like, to catch Sporks. I'm like, oh, just to catch the baby.
The baby with like a net. He's gonna just start chasing him around Pine Ridge. With
like, leave me alone, you baby. And you know what? I would love to see that. Same. But the second sentence, when monsters take advantage of the idea, I don't really think it's to catch the baby. I think it's like to catch the power source or something.
We don't know what Sporks is yet.
It's so frustrating, kind of.
Maybe Sporks doesn't know what he is or who he is, so he's like, oh, they gotta, like, maybe he's just running around Pine Ridge, and then the villain's just like, how about you work for us? And then that's how they get him on their side.
You know, and I, honestly, I could like that, because then it's like, well, they had to coerce him into joining his forces, so then he could be redeemed by the end of the series.
Possibly.
And you know what? Redeem the baby monster.
Redeem the baby. I don't want to see the baby destroyed, the trailer. But speaking of trailer, let's talk about the trailer. So a few days ago, we got the Dino Fury trailer, which showed us a lot of stuff.
We got the Dino Fury trailer, and then everyone complained about it.
What do you know? It's the same kind of trailer we've gotten since Samurai. What did you expect, people? Were you not expecting this, or were you expecting something else? Come on now.
Mama, the format has been the same for these trailers for 10 years now, and you were expecting something different.
And also, it's not Hasbro or Saban making these trailers. It's Nickelodeon, clearly. It's that editing all the other shows' trailers has. Come on. Now,
I don't understand the people who are asking for this and then turn around and complain the second we got it, because it's still showed us new
it
stuff.
It showed us a lot of stuff. Okay, let's talk about some of that stuff. So first we got an original cockpit that people immediately bitched about.
Which, I'll validate that. I don't like the cockpit.
It's kind of the basic Neo Saban silver cockpit with podium.
I did see an edit that I retweeted on my Twitter at the Ranger Team. They made like the color scheme kind of like dark, and then there was like a neon red in the background. Please, like, change something about
it. It honestly made it look a lot cooler.
It was so cool. I think that borrowed from Rogue Soldier a little bit more too, because they had like kind of neon aesthetic.
Their cockpit was like a wall of mirrors, which was also kind of weird.
I think I would rather just have that than the ship.
But I feel like it's silver because all the Zords have like silver tops on them. Like all their heads, like top of the Zord is like silvery. So maybe that's why they made it silver.
A positive for the original cockpit is instead of just like a gray wash background with like a logo or symbol, it's like, it's layered. It's like this dinosaur mouth and it has like layers with the teeth. That looks cool.
Yeah, it doesn't just look like a recycle of the other cockpits we've had.
Yeah, because like the Ninja Steel one, Mama, you could see like the place light, like the lines in the wall where like different pieces met. That was cheap, Mama.
And at least they don't have original cockpit armor, because that would be wasteful.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know yet. I mean, Dinotar didn't get there until episode 10. I don't think they're going to make original cockpit armor.
They don't need to. There's like a bajillion power-ups from Rogue Soldier.
There are a lot of power-ups in Rogue Soldier. They don't need to be selling more figures by making original cockpit armor.
Mm-mm.
But let's talk about more original footage, because Mama, there is a lot of stunt work going on here. There was a scene from the trailer where they were fighting the foot soldiers in what I assume to be the base. Like, there was like wire work, and then like you saw the Pink Ranger jumping up. I'm like, whoa, it was so good.
And then like they showed a shot where they're like morphing, and so they like turn the, you know, like the mouth on the morpher, but it does like this little like spin sparkle. It was cool. I like that effect.
Yeah, I really like the effects.
I love a good fight in the base,
especially in the premiere. We usually get that in the finale, not the premiere.
If we're gonna get one in the premiere, we'll probably get a base destruction in the finale, which
it's kind of tradition at this point to fuck up the base in the finale.
You're gonna destroy the set anyway, might as well, girl.
Back to the stunts. I feel like there's an amp in stunts because we have a new, well, old but new stunt coordinator, Steve McQuinlan. He did stunts in the Disney era, so that's why I feel like we're getting all these over-the-top stunts that we haven't gotten in Power Rangers in a while, because we got that, we got the base stuff, we got like rainbow explosions in the trailer, which we haven't gotten forever.
That explosion effect was really awesome. It did kind of look CGI based on the shot in the trailer, but it could have been practical.
I feel like it's a combination. Like, I feel like maybe there were some rainbow effects that they amped up with CGI.
This is the kind of stuff I wanted from Power Rangers at this point. It's like, bring some, like, he's familiar with it, but he's still kind of fresh to this era. So it's kind of, it feels new and refreshing.
It feels old but new, because a lot of the stunts for the past couple of years have kind of felt samey.
The only thing I don't want, Mama, is explosions every 2 seconds.
I feel like that was a Koichi thing, though. Like, he was executive producer for that era, so I feel like maybe Koichi was a little bit for that, because you can see that in Sentai episodes he's directed.
I have to feel it. Like, if you're having an explosion every 2 seconds, it's not cool. It's not as, like, impactful or powerful.
In moderation. I like them in moderation. Let's talk about something that was released in the IGN article. Chroma Fury Sabers, which is the name of the sabers that the Dino Fury Rangers use.
I like it. I kind of feel like everyone just expected it to be called, like, the Fury Saber or something. So I like that there's just that extra little wording on it.
We love adjectives.
Oh, yeah. Well, girl, we know these writers do, because they're, like, I joked about that whenever we talked about the monster news, but they're literally pulling names out of a hat. Like, oh, boom, and oh, tower! That sounds good.
Get the dartboard out.
Write that down, Becca.
And the last thing we could talk about the trailer is that the last shot featured all the Zords throughout the seasons and all the power-ups for some reason. Right in the first trailer!
That's from the Soldier finale, so that was interesting. Like, you don't want to say that for a season 2 trailer?
We know that Dino Fury is going to have 2 seasons, because stunt people were seen wearing stunt jackets. It's at season 28's last season 29, so we know Dino Fury is going to be 2 seasons. Not sure if season 2 is going to be on Nickelodeon or not, but we know it's going to be 2 seasons.
Yeah, we don't know. The contract is up after this year, so we don't know yet. It hasn't been renewed yet, so.
Might go to a streaming service, might go to another channel, who knows?
No, what would be interesting is, because everyone's theory right now is that Power Rangers is going to go to Paramount Plus.
Uh-huh.
It would be interesting if Power Rangers, this quote-unquote the kids show, would be an exclusive original show on Paramount Plus or something.
It could be, if they, like, keep their contract with Viacom, who owns Nickelodeon, but we'll see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Unless Hasbro decides to make their own streaming service.
God, please no. One thing we glossed over, though, there was a shot, I think it was an original shot, of the Pink Ranger morphing into a power-up.
We're not going to have to worry about the Pink Rangers not getting out power-ups, because they all used the power-up.
Which, it's about time.
Because I feel like the last time, like, a Pink Ranger got a power-up was Samurai with Mia doing Shogun mode, right? And even that was just in the cockpit.
Obviously, like, there's the team power-up. There was Ultra mode. There's all, like, the Dino Charge cockpit ones. But Shogun mode was, like, Mia actually got her own power-up, kind of. I mean, that was still a team thing, but it's like only one person could use it at a time.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to figure out how I'm gonna like organize this in the Morphin Legacy database, because they have a billion power-ups, so that's definitely gonna be a lot of work.
Yeah, have fun, mama.
Alrighty, so that's it for the trailer. Let's talk about some production stills that accidentally leaked because they didn't think that Power Ranger fans were gonna dig through the website that was updated.
Why would you upload these to your website, but they're not visible on a page, but the files were on the site? Girl, we look, mama.
Yeah, a lot of them are spoilery too, because they got a few things here and there that they didn't reveal in either trailers or...
If you don't want to be spoiled, don't listen ahead.
Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. Weevil! Okay, so up first is a shot of the Dino Fury Rangers just walking. They're just vibing, walking in slow motion.
But is it fashion?
It is fashion. It is current day fashion, which looks great in my opinion.
I saw a lot of people talking shit about Javi's like serve. And you know what? Fuck all of you, because it's a serve, mama.
That's what people that age wear nowadays. It's like a combination of 2010s fashion and 90s fashion.
He has a compact disc shirt with the leather jacket, with patched pants, with a flannel around the waist, and it's a serve.
I'm here for it, to be honest. And Izzy is going with her lesbian chic. She's wearing a green denim jacket with Doc Martens. And Zato is just wearing a red shirt with a tan jacket.
His is probably my least favorite. I don't like the jacket. White shoes, mama? I don't get Zato's look.
A lot of the Rangers wear white shoes nowadays. I feel like every Ranger in Beast Morphers wore white shoes.
White shoes is one thing, but they don't go with this. Mm-hmm. And like the jacket, it's just not a serve. For Zato's, I'm gonna give it a boot.
I'm gonna give it a boot too. 80s. Bring back my girls. Bring back my girls. Bring back my girls. Bring back my. Bring back my girls. Where they at? Bring back my girls. Get them back. Bring back my girls. Come on. Bring back my. Bring back my girls. Let's go back to Javi. So Javi, that's a shoot.
That's a shoot for me too.
Izzy, that's a two.
It's a two.
And then Zato is a boot.
Yeah, boot. Amelia, she's wearing this kind of like long sleeve. It's not hugging her, so it's kind of like a little...
It's a little loose and puffy. It's tucked in.
It's kind of like a crop top. And then she's wearing jeans ripped at the knee. Looks like kind of like a paint accent belt. And then wearing like white shoes. I like it. It's a two.
Yeah, it's a two for me too.
And then Miss Ollie is wearing... Honestly, they kind of look like sweatpants.
For the blue hoodie and just sneakers.
They're blue sneakers, though. Mm-hmm. It's cute. It looks really comfy. If we were dating, like, this is the hoodie I would steal.
Yeah.
I think it's a two.
It's comfortable wear. I'll give it a two, too.
The only boot for me was Zato. Like,
yeah, Zato's is a little basic, not gonna lie. But he's a 65-million-year-old alien. I'm sure he doesn't have that much fashion.
Yeah, it's not fashion.
Okay, so next up is the blue villain, Wizaru, or whatever his name is. He is hiding behind a bush or something. I guess he's spying on the Rangers, I guess.
He looks really short in this picture. Is he on his knees?
No, he's standing up.
He looks so short.
Which is strange because his character is very tall.
Maybe it's just like the shot.
It might be the shot because it's so far away. Because there's a few. I didn't put every production cell because there's like a million of them. There was a few production cells of look at the Rangers training here and there. So I'm guessing that he's just spying on the Rangers training, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. We don't know who he is.
I hope he's gay as hell.
I know. Is that the one you want to be voiced by Campbell?
That's the one I want voiced by Campbell. Like, I could hear Cosmo's voice coming out of him.
Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah, now I want that. Okay.
I want it, like, yesterday.
And then I want the voice of Curio to voice the baby.
Estevez Gillespie. Oh, I would love that.
That'd be a gag.
Alrighty, so up next is Zato with his antennas and a original character, which is just, like, a dinosaur-looking character, which I'm guessing is the mentor.
I love this design.
It is very good. It was the same person that designed find the Scrozzle suit. It's Tracy Collins.
No, I'm still mad we didn't get a Scrozzle figure, and we probably won't get a figure of this
character. It's strange we don't know the name of this character yet.
Yeah, it's like, I want to know more. Also, like, what's your vibe? Are you baby? Or are you...
Oh, it does look kind of baby from certain angles. It's like,
right.
I can hear a baby voice. I can hear a baby voice out of this character, but in maybe some like angles, I could like hear like an ancient old dinosaur man voice too, so.
I kind of want it to be baby. I just want everyone to be baby.
Yeah, I mean, we got Sporex or whatever the hell that baby is named already, so that's...
Yeah, but he's bad. We need a good baby.
I guess so.
You gotta balance out a baby
vibe. I doubt any of the Rangers are gonna be baby this season. They don't look baby.
They don't look baby.
Alright, up next is Dino Henge, which we mentioned in the episode's descriptions, which looks pretty cool, not gonna lie. They're like dinosaur statues made out of stone, and they got like their hands up. It's cool. I like it.
I mean, I don't really think that's like my favorite thing so far. Like, it doesn't look bad. I'm not just like... Wow. Like, okay, yeah, those are dinosaur statues. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like maybe in between those two, maybe that's the, like, the entrance to the base.
Oh! You know how Kira Ridger, they would, like, point to, like, the symbol and shoot at it or something? I would like something like that. That'd be cool. And then they go to, like, that dimensional whatever.
Because there's no, like, indication of where a ship is, because next production still is inside what we assume to be the base.
Yeah, it looks fine.
It's very similar to the Grid Battle Force base. Like, there's a panel that has a control board, and there's like a little wall that has the weapons on it, so it's very similar to Grid Battle Force. And I honestly thought when these production stills came out, I just woke up, so it's like, is that Galaxy Warrior ship? Because it looks similar to Galaxy Warrior ship a little bit
too. I saw a few people say that, actually, so you weren't like alone in that,
because I wasn't off too, because the next production still and I want to talk about is a picture of Mechanic from Power Rangers Ninja Steel next to the character we assume to be the mentor.
I remember when these pictures came out and I was like, Mick? Don't get me wrong, I love Mick. But I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because everyone assumed he was going to be like coming back as the mentor maybe, and maybe he's going to be on full time. But I honestly think it's probably just going to be a one episode thing. A la Dr. K from Beast Morphers.
And you know what? In that capacity, that's cool. I'll allow that.
Like, bring on bringing back past characters that you were able to because of COVID restrictions. Bring back any character you want from past seasons that are in New Zealand at the moment. Bring back Chase. Bring back Sludge's crew.
There's a lot of people in New Zealand. Oh my god. I couldn't handle them bringing back Sludge's crew.
Okay, prediction time. I feel like there's going to be an episode where maybe Amelia interviews him for Buzz Blast, and then blah, blah, blah. They find out he's an alien and blah, blah, blah. He ups with a monster of the week.
Do we not think that he's in the premiere or something and helps set up the powers or something?
I'm not sure because they're hiding it. So I feel like it's going to be a cameo maybe for an episode.
We don't actually know.
And there hasn't been an episode description mentioning Minx. Like, maybe down the line, maybe that's...
Well, Sess, I don't think they would mention him. What was the episode where Dr. K comes back? Did they mention that?
Oh, no, Wisdom of an Ally. They mentioned the episode descriptions.
Oh, see, that's super vague. Like, you would never know that's a cameo.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a one-episode cameo, I guarantee.
Which I would prefer. I love Mick. I don't want you in the whole season.
Yeah, so. We don't need you for the whole season. No offense.
We had enough of you.
I'm here for once in a while bringing back old characters from previous seasons.
Yeah, I want more of that because Beast Morphers spoiled
us. Beast Morphers fed us with the cameos and the references to continuity. Okay, so next up is a photo that was released with the IGN trailer, and that is a helmless shot of the Rangers,
which you can see on the graphic of this episode.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for it, and Pink Ranger is in the middle for some reason. I doubt that means anything,
but you know what, I love to see it.
It would be a gag if she was the leader or something. But I doubt it.
I hope, because we got this like behind the scenes of maybe like a photo shoot or something, I do hope we get high quality photos, because we didn't for Beast Morphers and I am so mad. We got one for Nate.
We got some here and there.
They weren't high res like previous years. I hope we get fed with helmetless photos.
Give us like one for each so we can use them for graphics.
Give us one of each and give us a group shot. But then also I hope we see a fair amount of helmetless in the show too.
Alrighty, so last up is a poster, I'm assuming, of the Dino Fury Rangers. They're just posing, they're just vibing with the T-Rex Champion Zord in the back.
I remember when this came out, I was like, oh, that's cool. But then, like, the more I stared at it, the more I liked it, because they're, like, the shape that is on almost looks like a lightning bolt, sort of, that's on, like, their chest. It's horizontal, and they're all kind of, like, coming out of it. I love that.
Yeah, and the first one we got was from, like, some maybe TV guide website without the T-Rex Champion Zord, so it looked a little basic. But they released one later on with with the T-Rex Champion Zord, and it looks a lot better. And it's high res.
I like the background. I love the colors. And another thing is that Javi is holding like a dagger or something.
Yeah, because we are to assume that the Chroma Fury Sabers either have the ability to turn into daggers, or they have a second weapon based off those sabers that turn into daggers, which is an original weapon, by the way.
I'm going to assume they have a separate weapon. Why would you have the ability of a sword turning into a dagger? I'm all for original weapons, but it's like, you have a sword and then you're just going to pull out a dagger? Like, okay, Peter Pan.
Alrighty, so I think that's all we have to talk about.
Yeah, like, I'm excited. I'm hyped.
I'm here for Dino Fury. Hopefully it's good.
I ask for so little. It's very easy to please me.
Just give us good writing, please. That's all I ask. So give us some story arcs. Give us some drama. Give some good villain backstories, too. Because I want to know what Void Knight's all about, honey. Alrighty, so that is the end of our Dino Hen Special Edition episode. We will be reviewing episode 1 of Dino Fury and episode 150, aka our anniversary episode for the 8th anniversary of the grid. We will also be giving away a prize pack, which will include a Dino Fury Morpher, so stay tuned for that. We'll see you Friday for another episode of the grid, but until then, everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches.